You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here. We are in the fourth quarter. I want to give a high five to the Miami Heat for signing D-Wade to a one-year, $20 million contract. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Pat. And thank you, D-Wade. I also want to give a high five to Jose Fernandez. That guy, I think, hit a home run today. I mean, geez, where did he come from? Thank you, everybody. But today we're going to talk about, in the fourth quarter, we're going to talk about careers. I was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. People asked me if I would start giving some positive energy talks on the show. So I'm going to start doing that. We're going to start off with career, how to get a career. When folks come to meet me to help them get a job, this is the process I go through. First of all, the person comes in, they need to be clean and wearing a coat and tie, sharp as a penny. It doesn't matter if your office is always casual. If you're going out there, look sharp as a tack, because that's what people are expecting. And be positive. If you come in there and you're wearing a suit and you're on time, but you're negative, you ain't going to win. No one wants negative energy in their firm. And the other thing is, make sure you know who you're meeting with. If you come in and you don't know who I am, boy, are you a loser, because I'm everywhere. Just Google Jim Freed, and I'm not trying to be full of myself. It's I'm out there. You should know who you're meeting with. I know that when I meet with somebody, I know who they are. I go to LinkedIn. For crying out loud, it's the easiest thing in the world. And by the way, that's transitional, because LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whoever you're going to interview, they looked you up. If you're in that room, they've already checked out your social media, and you heard earlier Alex Cordy was talking about the fact that they always check on social and the background of the people that they're going to invest in when they drill an oil well. And, you know, the other thing that you need to do is get the book of lists. And I'd like to find out who the person's trying to meet and why. Because if they can tell me who they want to meet and why, it gives me an idea of what type of career they want. If they don't have any idea, well, here's the book of lists. Call me in a couple of weeks. Then I ask them to please pick the firm, tell me why, and then I ask them to write a letter specifically to the person that they want to meet. And while they're doing that, that makes them think about it some more. So by the time I've got the letter and I'm going to flip it to somebody I know, the person that I know that I'm giving the referral to knows that I checked out the person, met with the person, put the person through the ringer, and that they've earned my respect enough so that I'm going to refer them to somebody. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody that's going to give you a warm reference to a career, a person that's going to be able to help you in their career. And how do you know who knows who you want to meet? Social media, LinkedIn, Facebook. Go check out, see if people know each other. Get in the mix. Now, it doesn't matter if you're in Tampa, Orlando, Atlanta, Miami. I've helped people get careers started in Atlanta with Duff and Phelps, in New York with Cushman and Wakefield. In Washington, D.C. with some top appraisers, here in town with all the big firms. But I want to tell you a story. The story was a young man that was going to meet me for coffee. He never showed up for coffee. A couple hours later, he called me and says that he was drunk, got drunk. That's why he missed the meeting with me. I said, dude, you can forget it. And I hung up the phone on him. We ran into each other at a networking event a little while later. He really apologized, and he asked if I'd give him a positive reference to somebody I knew. He specifically asked, can you give me a referral to so-and-so? I said, I'll call so-and-so, and I'm going to tell him exactly what happened. And I did, and the gentleman got the job anyway, and today he's got a fabulous career with one of the big investment banks. He was strong enough to come up, admit he made a mistake, and apologize. Number one, just be truthful and honest. Another time, somebody called me up and they said, Jim, I'm about to start at a really good company here in New York, but I just got a call from the head of appraisal at one of the big firms. It's my dream job. I said, call the guy you're going to start with. If he doesn't appreciate the fact that you're going to go interview for your dream job, he's the wrong guy anyway. They used to come, they still do, from the University of Florida and other points, and they come in a car, five or six people at a time sometimes, and they come in and they say, Mr. Freed, how do we get a job? I go, well, all six of you don't get the same job. You're not the same person. This person might be a salesperson. This person might be an underwriting person. This person has a lot of money and a big tolerance for risk. Maybe that's the developer in the team, but you're not all the same. Another person that came to me was terrific. He had worked with one of the smaller firms in town, went back, got his real estate degree, comes to me and goes, Mr. Fried, I'd like to work for so-and-so. I said, well, give me a letter. He gave me a letter. I sent it to so-and-so. So-and-so says, listen, we're not hiring anybody. He said, take the meeting anyway. Even if you don't hire the guy, you're going to want to be able to refer him to somebody because you're going to say, hey, I met the guy. He's a good guy. Well, my client's wife was at the office that day. When she saw Mr. New Shiny Penny come in, she goes, who's that? My friend said, oh, he's somebody interviewing for the job. What job? There is no job here. He goes, well, I would consider maybe he'd be my associate and I could get home a little earlier from the office. Bang, the wife hired him on the spot. So make sure you do these kind of things. It's always important. And one of the most interesting things I've seen lately is the theory of the rich Chinese person that goes to UF, gets a degree, and then takes it back to China. You know, they're taking back our technology. So let's go through some of the things. You got to make sure you know who you're meeting with. You got to make sure you're positive. You got to make sure you're dressed up right. Dee, how much time do I have left? All right, I got plenty of time. You got to make sure you know where you want to go. And by the way, the presentation of yourself in Atlanta is different than in New York. In New York, you may wear an Hermes tie. In Atlanta, you may wear something from Brooks Brothers. Always wear something that's classy and positive and clean. Now, social media review, we talked about that. If you want to get a career advancement, maybe you want to get an advanced degree like the master's in real estate at the University of Florida or an MBA from FIU. But you got to be relentless. You've got to be balanced. You've got to keep your eye on the future. And the most important thing is mentorship. Find somebody to mentor you. We had the folks on last week that talked about executive coaching. If you're going to do a mid-career change, maybe you want an executive coach. But the number one thing you need is somebody that's honest, somebody that's going to be your friend and tell you what's what. And if you're not sharp, they got to tell you. If you need to polish up this or that, you got to tell you. And make sure all of your social media is current. Your LinkedIn is perfect. Your Facebook is clean of any, no drinking and no other stuff on that. Twitter, not any talking about, untowardly social things. I'm not going to mention any of the words. Dee thought I was getting close, Dee. I was getting close, but I'm not going to talk about the words. People know the words, and they're more than the 7 words that I can't use on this beep show, okay? But I love my show. I love Dee. Dee is cracking up. I'm giving Dee a high five. Did I do good today to help people how to get a job, Dee? I thought I did okay.
You did.
Thank you.
Doing a great job.
Thank you. Personal, positive attitude and stay clean.